Chapter 21, The Castle Tower. When he woke up, at first he did not know where he was. He was lying on something hard, that much he knew. It was hard as stone, and it was cold. In fact, as he turned over and reached out, he could see that, in fact, it was stone. Tim groaned and looked up. Above him, the sky swirled harsh and mean, basically black with the overtinge of red. The air was charged with electricity. There was the feeling of danger. Crack! Simon's whip. Tim looked around. Sure enough, there he was, looking incredibly big, incredibly powerful, Simon Belmont, hero of Castlevania. Simon cracked the whip again. Clearly, he was just practicing. Practicing for the final confrontation with Dracula. Tim, he said, you are awake.
Yeah, but how? Where?
I let you sleep. You needed the rest. We still have half an hour to go before sunset. I needed to prepare before I engage Dracula. Loosen my muscles. Prepare my spirit. He cracked the whip again. Tim looked around to get his bearings. They were on top of the castle tower. Tim could see the castle yard below. The farther spires were cloaked in a fine ghostly mist. Flags fluttered in a slight breeze.
It's just like in my dream.
Simon looked up from his work with his whip.
Dream?
Yes, just before you came for me, that very morning, I had had a dream that I would be here on top of a tower very much like this.
He walked to the parapet and touched the stone. I guess you'd call that a premonition, wouldn't you? Simon grunted. He snapped his whip again. And then again, perhaps your heart has always been here in Castlevania.
I know my parents say that my brain is trapped in Nintendo Land, but I don't know about my heart.
This is a place of the heart, Timothy Bradley. This is a place of the spirit. He went to a bag in the middle of the circle that was the top of the tower. But now, we must deal with more physical realities. He opened the bag and from it he drew out the five pieces of Dracula's body. These he placed in a pile. Then he drew out a wooden stake, which he had purchased in Andal. Finally, he pulled out a jar of oil and some matches. This time, Simon Belmont intended to do the job properly. Stand back, Tim Bradley. I am about to utter the spell given to me by Linda.
The spell to bring Dracula's spirit back into his body?
Simon nodded grimly. Are you prepared? Is your heart at peace with your maker? We may well die here on top of this tower.
We may well have died during the trip.
Yes, but the danger is greater here. It is for good reason that only a tornado can bring you to the top of Castlevania's Death Castle. It is a dreaded and terrible place, a place where only the bravest may tread, for it is here that one faces that which he fears the most.
And what is that for you, Simon?
I fear Dracula the most. Why do you think I stalk him so? He shuddered and closed his eyes. I have feared Dracula since I was a little boy. I was not born a hero, Timothy Bradley, but I have faced many fears. He who confronts his deepest dreads every day, that person is a hero. Simon stood further away. So come, hero, stand beside me as I chant these words. Join me as I make my final stand against Dracula.
Tim walked up to Simon. I am proud to do so, Simon. I am proud to be your friend.
Tell me, Tim Bradley, what is your greatest fear now? What do you have to confront?
Tim frowned. I'm afraid that I shall not be a good enough fighter.
Fear not, Tim. It makes no difference. In this place, it is not the skill with which one wields a weapon. It is the spirit and the willpower behind the hero. And these, good friend, you do not lack. He turned and faced the pile of Dracula's parts and began to intone the chant. By all that is good and all that is bad, bring back Dracula to this place of sad. Conjure up his spirit from the air, and fill up his body right there. Simon flung his whip end over the body parts. The effect was immediate and astonishing. A bolt of lightning blasted down and struck the pile of Dracula's parts with a mighty explosion. White smoke billowed up around it like a shroud. When it cleared, there stood the evil count himself, Dracula. But he was not cowering, nor did he look at all afraid, for he had his arms around a beautiful woman, holding her as a man might hold a shield. It was Linda Entwistle.